Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
We've got quite a few stories to get through. Let's move. Minimum wage.
Yeah, our reporter, Rick Carlin, has a story today that looks at the question of how New York's minimum wage for restaurant workers will come up in the next few months. The Cuomo administration will have to choose from a fairly clear menu of options presented by a special wage board that the governor had set up during the last discussions about minimum wage and what it should be in New York. One option being proposed, as Rick puts it, will allow the governor to burnish his liberal credentials by granting, through his appointed labor commissioner, Peter Rivera, an increase in the minimum wage paid to tipped workers. This includes restaurant workers, waiters, waitresses, bellhops, people who rely on tips to get up to the $8 an hour minimum wage in New York. The other option the governor will face will keeping things the way they are, which lets these workers who collect tips get paid $5 an hour, and then the tips are supposed to make up the balance. That would satisfy business leaders and people who own restaurants who say forcing them to pay more to their employees will inevitably lead to fewer restaurant jobs. And proponents for both sides are already offering their viewpoints in a series of public meetings, the first of which was Monday. The State Restaurant Association argues the move would force a lot of employers to cut hours and increase the costs on menus. And the governor will likely get a recommendation sometime this winter and have to make a decision.
A significant chunk of money coming to Central Avenue in Albany.
Yeah, more than $2 million in safety improvements are planned for a 15-mile stretch of Route 5 that connects the cities of Albany and Schenectady and runs through the town of Colony. Of course, this comes following a series of pedestrian accidents that have resulted in multiple deaths over the last 5 years. State Transportation Commissioner Joan McDonald was on hand Monday to announce these improvements, as well as a public education campaign. She had the press conference outside Colony Center across from the Northway Mall on Central Avenue in the town of Colony, and that's a very busy stretch of Route 5. The improvements follow an investigation by the Times Union a couple of years ago that found accidents along the stretch happened twice as often as on similar roads. 8 pedestrians were killed in a 5-year period from 2009 to 2013. They're going to get new push buttons for pedestrians to cause signals at crosswalks along the stretch to kick in, and they'll make loud noises and give pedestrians longer times to get across the road. They're also going to have improved lighting. A lot of these pedestrian accidents happened at night, and they're going to get underway pretty quickly.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.